Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Gadadhara Siddhasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Since 2008, I had a stroke. How my face is somewhat paralyzed.
So since 2008, I had a stroke, and since then, my half of my face is paralyzed.
So some are not used to hearing me speak, so what I say will be repeated by Ignat Gordas.
So some of you are not used to of my speak, so whatever I say is going to be repeated by me.
If he makes any mistake and you don't catch it, he should have stick up. I'm very happy to be here again in Radha Kalachandji Dham.
I'm very happy to be here again in Sisi Radha Kalachandji Dham.
I have many happy memories here with Sri Gurudev Tamakrishna Maharaj.
I have so many happy experiences here with Sri Gurudev Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
And it's always a very exciting and momentous occasion to come here.
It's always a very exciting occasion to come here.
And today is the Panihati Chiradahi Mahotsav Day.
Today is the Panihati Chiradahi Mahotsav Day.
So in India.
In India.
We'll be observing today.
It's going to be observed today.
And there's no advertisement.
There is no advertisement.
There's no publicity.
There is no publicity.
But hundreds of thousands of people show up.
But hundreds of thousands of people show up.
We all know. Today is today. Panihati Dham Ki. We go. Then just before we came, they would each give out a little flat rice and yogurt.
So before, even before we came, each one was giving a little flat rice with yogurt to others.
But Bhakti Nityananda Swami and Bhakti Chur Swami, they oversee or they finance the mass distribution.
So His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami and Bhakti Nityananda Swami, they oversees and finance the massive distribution.
Well, at least 100,000 are given chiyadai and also milk and dried rice and different fruits.
At least over 100,000 people are given the flat rice with milk, yogurt, sugar and fruits.
This festival is also known as the Festival of Punishment.
This festival is also known as the Festival of Punishment.
Because Raghunath Das, he tried in various ways to join Lord Chaitanya.
Because Raghunath Das, he tried in various ways to join Lord Chaitanya.
Even he saw Lord Chaitanya.
Even he saw Lord Chaitanya.
But he told him, go back.
But he told him, go back.
Behave like a pounds, shilling, pence man.
Behave like a
pound, shilling, pence.
Pound, shillings, man.
Pound, sterling, pen.
Pound, shilling, man.
Pound, shillings, man.
Dollars and cents.
Flowers and cents?
Dollars.
Dollars and cents.
Flower, dollar.
Rupees and paisa.
Rupees and paisa. How is it?
But like a wife who has another lover.
The wife?
The wife who has another lover than the husband.
The wife who has another lover than the husband.
She'll try not to be discovered.
She try not to be discovered.
But her heart will always be with the lover.
It's like the wife that she has a lover and she tried to never be discovered by the husband. So that, but the heart is always thinking about the lover.
Like that, you should always think about Krishna. But anyone seeing you, they'll think, oh, he's a rock-up materialist.
Like that, we should think about Krishna. But if someone seeing you, they should think, oh, he's a paka materialist.
So he tried so many ways.
So he tried in so many ways.
But all a failure.
But always was a failure.
One day he had an idea.
One day he had an idea.
I'll see Prabhu Nityananda.
I will see Prabhu Nityananda.
That day, Lord Nityananda was seated under a banyan tree.
That day, Lord Nityananda was seated under a banyan tree.
And Raghunath Das offered his obeisances from a distance.
And Raghunath Das, he offered his obeisances from a distance.
And the secretary pointed out, there's Raghunath Das.
And his secretary pointed out, that's Raghunath Das.
Oh! Lord Nityananda, who was by nature very funny.
So, oh, Lord Nityananda said that who was by nature very funny.
Raghunath Das, you'll finally come.
Raghunath Das, you finally come.
Today I'm going to punish you. Come here.
Today I'm going
come
to punish
here.
You. Come here.
I'll
come here.
I'll punish you.
I will punish you.
Well, someone says, come here, I'll punish you. You don't necessarily run.
So when someone is calling you, I will punish you, you don't necessarily run.
So he stayed laying down.
So he stayed there.
And Lord Nityananda got up.
And Lord Nityananda got up.
He put a lotus foot on his head.
And he put his lotus foot on his head.
And he said, your punishment is you have to feed all me and my associates, or my associates, flat rice, and condensed milk, and yogurt, and mango, and fruits.
He said, now your punishment is you need to feed all my associate with flat rice, yogurt, condensed milk, mango, and other fruits.
So Raghunath Das accepted that punishment, gladly.
So Raghunath Das accept this punishment
gladly.
Gladly.
And arranged for a big prasadam distribution.
And he arranged a very big prasadam distribution.
So he had his, you see, his uncle and father, they were landlords.
You see, his uncle and father, they were landlords.
A landlord is like a small king.
Landlord is like a small king.
And like in Europe, they had earls and marquises.
Like in Europe, they have
counts,
like balkis, lords, etc.
Counts.
Counts, etc.
Like that.
Like that.
So his yearly income was 12 million gold coins.
So his yearly income was 12 million gold coins.
500 years ago.
500 years ago.
Calculate how much.
You can calculate how much is.
How much now? 1 ounce of gold.
How much is 1 ounce of gold?
1400 dollars. So $1,400 times 12, times 12 million, how much?
That is
44,000. So he was a billionaire.
Yeah, he was a billionaire.
Multi-billionaire.
Multi-billionaire.
And his uncle and father.
His uncle and father.
So, for him giving flat rice, a cereal breakfast.
So for him, give flat rice and some Chiradohi festival, it was like peanuts.
But Lord Nityananda, he called Lord Chaitanya there, and he accepted.
But Lord Nityananda, he called Lord Chaitanya there, and he accepted.
And Lord Chaitanya was, at that time, in South India.
And Lord Chaitanya was in that time in South India. We don't have. Know where it is.
What? Something?
Not there.
It's
some water.
No. So, Lord Chaitanya was not visible except to a very few.
So Lord Chaitanya was not visible. He was in South India, so he was only visible by few.
Anyway, it was a great festival.
It was a great festival.
I was thinking today, or yesterday.
I was thinking today or yesterday.
How, when Lord Chaitanya came, was associated with, by many, many intimate devotees.
I was thinking yesterday how when Lord Chaitanya came, he was associated with very many intimate devotees.
Like we worship the Panchatattva.
Like we worship the Panchatattva.
And, of course, Lord Chaitanya is Radha combined with Krishna.
And, of course, Lord Chaitanya is Radha combined with Krishna.
And Nityananda is Balaram.
And Nityananda is Balaram.
Advaita is Mahavishnu.
Advaita is Mahavishnu.
And Gadadhar is Radharani.
And Gadadhar is Radharani.
And Srivas is Naradamuni.
And Srivas is Naradamuni.
So like this, these are all extraterrestrial.
So like this, these are all extraterrestrial.
The same person I got it.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
His extension.
His expansions.
His incarnation.
His incarnation.
His internal energy.
His internal energy.
And his Jiva Tattva.
And his Jiva Tattva.
So like this, when the Lord comes, it's a big festival.
So like this, when the Lord comes, it's a big festival.
From all over the universe.
From all over the universe.
From the spiritual world.
From the spiritual world.
Great souls and associates come down.
Great souls and associate comes down.
Brihaspati, the guru of the celestial angels.
Brihaspati, the guru of the celestial angels.
He came down.
He came down.
He wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya.
He wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya.
And Prabhupada Muni, he came down.
Narada Muni, he came down.
Prabhupada
Muni.
You didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that.
So, because Prabhupada asked me to develop the Gauramandala Bhumi.
So Srila Prabhupada asked me to develop the Gauramandala Bhumi.
So, I had Gauranga Prem Maharaj do research and write up a book on the Gauramandala Bhumi.
So I had Gauranga Prem Maharaj to do the research and write a book about Gauramandala Bhumi.
Some of my god brothers on the GDC, I requested please make this book in English, deluxe.
So some of my god brothers on the GBC, they asked me to please make this book in English. They?
Deluxe.
Deluxe.
With pictures.
With pictures and everything.
So, I was thinking about this assignment.
So we're thinking about this assignment.
And I realized how until the hearts of the Gauramandala Bhumi, the great devotees had descended.
So I was realizing how in different parts of Gauramandala Bhumi, great devotees have descended.
The Rishabhadra, the father of Radharani, he appeared in Chattagram.
Vrishabhanu, the father of Radharani, he appeared in Chattagram.
And in the Thala of Hat Hazari.
In the Thala of Hakasari.
Police station.
Police station.
In the village of Mecca.
In the village of Metta.
Mecca.
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 Anyway.
There is the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
There is the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
And Iskon is in charge of that.
And Iskon is in charge of that.
By Radha Kalachanchi's mercy.
By Radha Kalachanchi's mercy.
And also, to get his association, Mukunda and Vasudev Datta, they also moved there.
Also, we have the association of Mukunda Vasudev Datta. They were associates of Lord Chaitanya, they moved also there.
To get the association of Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
To get the association of Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
So, I built a temple for Vasudev Datta.
So there I built a temple for Vasudev Datta.
And installed the Gornitai deities.
And installed the Gornitai deities.
The original building of Mukunda Datta is still there.
The original building of Mukunda Datta is still there.
Like that, there's a birthplace of Advaita Gosai. And Satchit Mata, Jagannath Mishra.
So like that, there is a better place of Advaita Gosai, Sachimata, Jagannath Mishra.
Madhavendra Puri. All in Greater Salet.
Oh, they are in Shilet.
So like this, Narottam Das.
So like this, Narottam Das.
Rupa Raghunath, Rupa and Sanatan.
Rupa Sanatan.
They were born in Jaisor.
They were born in Jaisor?
Jaisor. In West Bengal.
In Jharkhand. In Jharkhand.
Kanai Nath Sala. Also known as Kanayastan. That place also under Ishkan's Seva.
That place is also under Ishkan's Seva.
So there Lord Chaitanya for the first time saw Lord Krishna.
So in Kanai Nath Sala, Lord Chaitanya for the first time he saw Lord Krishna.
Yeah, he saw a cowherd boy wearing a yellow garment.
So there he saw a cowherd boy wearing a yellow garment.
Wearing a turban. With a peacock feather
on his head.
There he was playing on his flute.
There he was playing his flute.
And he approached closer.
And he approached closer.
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 And then Lord Chaitanya could see.
And Lord Chaitanya could see.
This is Krishna.
This is Krishna.
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 He's so beautiful.
He's so beautiful.
He's so enchanting.
He's so enchanting.
All beauty in him.
All beauty is in him.
And then Krishna came up.
And then Krishna came up.
And ran up and embraced him.
And ran up and embraced him.
And then let go.
And then let him go. And he ran away.
And Lord Chaitanya, No, Krishna.
No, Krishna.
Because although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, he is in the mood of devotee.
So because although Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, he is in the mood of devotee.
Because he is the combined form of his energy, Radha.
Because he is the combined form of his energy, Radha.
So he tried chasing after Krishna.
So he tried to chase him after Krishna.
But Krishna disappeared.
And Krishna disappeared.
Since then he was completely changed. When he arrived back to Navadvip.
When he went back to Navadvip.
He was different.
He was different.
Now, whenever he saw anything reminding him of Krishna, he cried.
So after that, whenever he was seeing something that reminded him about Krishna, he was crying.
And when he taught his students in his Sanskrit school.
So the students in the Sanskrit school.
He taught them the Harinam record.
He told them the Harinam
record. The grammar of Sanskrit.
The grammar of Sanskrit.
Using the holy name. So, all the residents of Lord Chaitanya had some disease.
So all the residents of Navadvip, they thought that Lord Chaitanya was having some disease.
One day, Sachimata, she was calling her son.
One day, Sachimata, she was calling her son.
Nimai. Come for prasadam. And three neighbors came.
So three neighbors came.
And they said, you see your son, he has some head disease.
Then they say, you see, your son has some head disease.
His ears are disturbed inside.
So his ear has some problem with the air inside. According to the Ayurvedic system.
There's Vayu and Pitta and come from. So they said, Ryan Dosoya, he has some problem with his air of Ryu.
So they told him, you know, he has some problem with the air of Bayou. Bayou, Pitta, and Kapha, three airs.
One needle said, you need a thin, tender coconut. It's very cooling.
So one of the neighbors said, you need to give him tender coconut. It's very cooling.
Other Nana, that's Nana.
Other one said, no, this is not the...
He has to massage his head with the oil of 10 roots.
So,
that's the old dealer.
So someone said, you need to massage his head with the oil of 10 fruits.
Roots. That'll cool his...
That will cool his head.
The third said, no, no.
But the third one said, no.
He's far gone. You tie him with ropes.
You need to tie him with ropes.
Sachi said, nothing wrong with my son.
So Sachi said, nothing is wrong with my
son.
Nothing is wrong with my son.
Leave me alone. So Lord Chaitanya one day, he went to see Sridhas.
So Lord Chaitanya one day, he went to see Sridhas.
He said, Sridhas, can I ask you a question?
He said, Sridhas, can I ask you a question?
Why not? You see, people say, I have a disease.
You see, people say, I have a disease.
I want to confirm with you, do I have a disease or not?
I want to confirm with you, do I have a disease or not?
What are your symptoms?
So what are your symptoms?
Whenever I hear the name of Krishna chanted.
So whenever I hear the name of Krishna chanted.
Whenever I hear Krishna's glories.
Whenever I hear Krishna's glories.
My hair is standing on end.
My hair is standing on end.
And my eyes get tears.
And my eyes get full of tears.
My throat chokes up. Sometimes I stun. Sometimes I faint. Sometimes I dance. Sometimes I laugh. So I have all these symptoms. So people say I have a disease.
So because I have all these symptoms, people are saying that I have a disease.
And Sridhar said yes. You have a disease.
And Sridhar said yes, you have a disease.
I want that disease too.
I want that. But I want that disease too.
Who would like that disease?
Who would like that disease?
So, when Sridhar said he wanted the disease, and then he was joking.
When Sridhar says that he wanted the disease, I mean, he was joking.
Because nobody wants disease.
Because nobody wants disease.
I said, you have a disease with Brahma and Sridhar want. Even Brahma and Shiva, they want.
He say you have a disease that even Brahma and Shiva, they want.
You have love of Krishna.
You have love for Krishna.
Krishna Prema.
Krishna Prema.
So, naturally these people will not understand what pure love for God it is.
You see, the materialistic people will not understand what is pure love for Krishna is.
So, you come to my house. I have a garden, I have a wall with chant here. I will just invite confidential devotees who can appreciate what love of Krishna is.
So you see, you come to my house, I have some walls, garden, and I will only invite confidential devotees who can appreciate what is love for Krishna is.
So that's how the Nocturnal Kirtans began in Sridhar's garden.
So that is how the Kirtans began in Shiva's, Nocturnal Kirtans began in Shiva's gardens, Shiva Sangam.
Thank you. Something he'll point out didn't say nocturnal.
Thank you for pointing out about nocturnal.
Well, that's just to see if you're awake too.
Sorry?
The Lord Chaitanya, he has these wonderful pastimes.
So Lord Chaitanya, he has these wonderful pastimes.
And people came from all over the universe to participate.
And people came from all over the universe to participate.
But Brahma came.
Lord Brahma came.
He came and as Haridas Thakur.
He came as Haridas Thakur.
Also, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was Brihaspati.
Also, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was Brihaspati.
Now, he wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya.
And he wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya.
But he got misled by some Mayavadis.
But he got misguided by some Mayavadis.
And he left and went to Jagannath Puri.
And he left and went to Jagannath Puri.
He became there the top pandit.
And he became there the top pandit.
But he was teaching Shankaracharya's Sarira Bhasa.
But he was teaching Shankaracharya's. Yes.
So, he never got to teach Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip.
So he wanted to teach Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip.
But he never got the chance.
But he never got the chance.
But Lord Chaitanya remembered.
But Lord Chaitanya remembered.
And when he went to Jagannath Puri, he ended up in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
One time he went to Jagannath Puri and he ended up in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
And he accepted to be taught by him there.
Sorry, I was talking about medicine.
He accepted to be taught there.
He accepted the?
He accepted to be taught there.
To be taught there.
So for 7 days, he listened to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
So for 7 days, he listened to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
But he was silent.
But he was silent.
After 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked, Do you have any questions?
So after 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked, you don't have any question?
I understand the verses.
Chaitanya said, I understand the verses.
I just don't understand your commentary.
But I just don't understand your commentaries. We must take the
commentary is supposed to make it easy.
The commentary is supposed to make the verse easy.
I train out these eyes. No matter what I'm doing, tell time.
I open up my eyes and what is he doing? Pill time.
So, like this, there was exchanges and Lord Chaitanya showed his unlimited learning.
So like this, there were different exchanges and Lord Chaitanya showed his unlimited
learning.
Learning.
And then Sadhguru Bhattacharya asked who Lord Chaitanya really was.
And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked who Lord Chaitanya really was.
And Lord Chaitanya showed him the Sarvabhauma Rupa.
And then Lord Chaitanya showed him the Sadbuja form.
That he is combined Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya.
Lord Chaitanya is a combined form of Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, and Lord Chaitanya.
Like this, different residents from other planets, from all over the universe, and from the spiritual world, they came down to participate in these pastimes.
So like this, different entities from all over the universe, they came down to participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
People that Western theologians turn as angels, they wanted to come and participate.
In the Western theology, they call it angels. So they wanted to come and participate.
So, I just think how it's going on really to participate. People took their birth from all over the universe and the spiritual world.
So I just was thinking how in Gauravanda Labhumi, from all over the universe, people came to participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes.
And before Lord Chaitanya came, he was colored by the, he was mentioned later, but it was such a way that people didn't understand.
But before Lord Chaitanya came, although it was mentioned in the Vedas, the people could not really understand.
But after he came, it was very clear that he was the one being predicted.
But after he came, it was really clear that he was the one that was predicted.
Someone asked me, why Lord Chaitanya is not more famous?
Why Lord Chaitanya is not more famous?
And I thought, the fault is with us.
And I thought that the fault is with us.
We're not making Lord Chaitanya famous.
We're not making Lord Chaitanya famous.
Actually, he's the avatar that came just 500 years ago.
Actually, he's the avatar that came 500 years ago.
And he gave out the process most visible, most easy in history.
And he gave out the most easy, the most blissful process in history, in whole history.
But unfortunately, many people, they don't understand this.
But unfortunately, many people, they don't understand this.
So he should somehow reveal to them the greatness of Lord Chaitanya.
So we should somehow reveal to them the greatness of Lord Chaitanya.
It's very difficult to get the mercy of Radha Kalachanji.
It's very difficult to get the mercy of Radha Kalachanji.
But with the mercy of Nitai Gaur, it's very easy.
But with the mercy of Nitai Gaur, it's very easy.
So Lord Chaitanya, he came down simply to give out mercy.
So Lord Chaitanya, he came down simply to give out mercy.
That was his external reason.
That was his external reason.
That's the reason we can all participate in.
That's the reason we can all participate in.
Of course, he has some internal reason also.
Of course, he has some internal reasons also.
But only a few devotees could participate in that.
But only a few devotees could participate in that.
Lord Nityananda on Pranayati Day, he was celebrating Pranayati. He was celebrating his festival.
So Lord Chaitanya, he was celebrating in Panihati this festival. Lord Nityananda.
And also those immediate associates of Lord Nityananda were Kahadwais and residents of Rajadal, Krishna's pastimes.
And also Lord Nityananda's associates, they were residents of Rajadam, cowherd boys, and residents of Rajadam.
So somehow, Srila Prabhupada, he came just now.
And somehow Srila Prabhupada, he came just now.
A century ago. And he was living here in Dallas.
And he was here living in Dallas.
He worshipped these deities. He started so many projects here.
He started so many projects here.
This was a very special place to Srila Prabhupada.
This was a very special place to Srila Prabhupada.
And so you're all very fortunate that you get an opportunity to live in this holy dham.
So you are very fortunate that you have the opportunity to live in this holy dham.
And the places of the Lord's pastimes in the outside the dham, they are considered we call it in India sithats.
The places where the Lord performed his pastimes outside the holy dhams were considered like sripats.
Sithat.
Tripat.
And anywhere within three mile radius is considered a holy place. So for sure this is a Sridhar, at least.
For sure this at least is a Sripat.
Sridhar Kala Dada Kala Janji Ki. And to make Lord Chaitanya famous, he wanted that there should be a temple, which should be a good one, there would be a wonderful temple, something that will put Lord Chaitanya on the map.
And Prabhupada, he wanted Lord Chaitanya to be famous. So he was thinking that there should be something, an Adbhuta Mandir, something to put Lord Chaitanya on the map.
And this was the desire of our previous acharyas.
And this was the desires of our previous acharyas.
They all wanted to do something.
They all wanted to do something.
They did something.
They did something.
He told us, you Americans and Europeans, you should do something here. Wonderful.
So he said, you're Americans, Prabhupada told us, you're Americans, you're Europeans, you should do something here. Wonderful.
So, in Mayapur, he wanted a temple of Vedic planetarium.
So in Mayapur, he wanted a temple of Vedic planetarium.
And after this, Radha Jivan Prabhu will tell you something about that project.
So after this, Radha Jivan Prabhu, he will tell you something about this project.
Let me just say a few words. That some of the members of this community who have come forward to take the mercy of Radha Kala Janji Nidai Gaur, Jagannath Bali Subhadra.
Who had come forward to take the mercy of Radha Kala Janji Nidai Gaur, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra.
And maybe Vedadasi.
Like Vedadasi.
Ishadasi.
Ishadasi.
And Ashran.
And Ashkan.
Ashran is studying in Tulsi, right?
Ashkan is studying in Tulsa, right?
Tulsi.
Tulsi. Studying in Tulsi. Tulsa. Tulsi.
Tulsa.
Tulsa.
I thought Tulasi.
Tulasi.
I heard some wonderful pastimes of these deities.
I heard some wonderful pastimes of these deities.
And you have to be very careful to see that Radha Rani is happy with your service to Kala Janji.
And you have to be very careful that Radha Rani is happy with the service of Kala Janji.
And Jagannath, apparently he walked off the altar because that altar is not given time.
And one time, like Jagannath, he walked out of the altar because his offering was not in time.
Amazing.
Amazing. Jagannath Swami ki.
So I was saying how we should have a book for all these lilas are preserved.
So we should have a book where all these lilas are preserved.
We may die. We will die.
We may die.
We will die.
We will die.
But the pastimes should be recorded for eternity.
But the pastimes could be recorded for the eternity.
And this day the deities did this.
And this day the deities did this.
We have something, although you have something more formal, we have something for our deities in Mayapur.
In Mayapur we have something for our deities.
We could have more.
We could have more.
But we have something.
But at least we have something.
I told you the idea about Lord Jagannath.
I told this pastime about Lord Jagannath. Once I can take the medicine, give the other pill.
Anyway, so as we know, there's the biological birth as human beings.
Anyway, we know that is the biological birth as human beings.
That we need a mother and father to be born.
So we need a mother and father to be born.
Let's give our gratitude to mothers and fathers.
We share our gratitude to all the fathers and mothers.
And they're very happy when they see their children take the second birth.
They should be very happy when they see their children taking the second birth.
Which is the Guru Janma.
Which is known as Guru Janma.
They take birth from the Guru.
They take birth from the Guru.
And then those who take the second initiation.
And then those who take the second initiation.
Which I don't think today we have. That's called
Yajna Jamma.
So that's the third birth.
That's the third birth.
The another some preliminary birth. Some preliminary steps.
There are some preliminary steps.
Just as a test before the
initiation.
6 months after chanting 16 rounds and following the principles.
So 6 months after chanting 16 rounds and following the principles.
One can take shelter.
One can take shelter.
And for those who are children of devotees or members of the congregation.
And for those who are children of devotees or who are members of the congregation.
Who have been connected for a year or so.
Who have been connected for a year or so.
They can take a starting if they know which guru they want to take from in the future.
They can take aspiring if they know from which guru they want to take initiation in the future.
So aspiring, and they chant 1 round or 4 rounds. Or
so aspirants, they may chant 1 round, 4 rounds, or more.
But they're not yet fully qualified to take shelter.
But they're not really qualifying that moment to take shelter.
Or maybe they don't want to take shelter right now.
Or maybe they don't want to take shelter in that moment.
So they can take aspiring.
So they can take aspiring.
So these are the preliminary steps.
So these are the preliminary steps.
So today we have a few people who are taking a Guru Janma.
So today we have few people who are taking Guru Janma.
And those who are married, we like their husbands or wives, their spouses.
So those who are married,
who want
their husbands or spouses to be present.
Because the wife is called the Sahadharani, companion in religion.
Because the wife is called
Sahadharani,
the religion in the house.
Companion in religion,
Sahadharmini.
So, should I take the vows and give the deeds here and then let Radha Jesus give it?
So, we, Guru Maharaj. Nityananda Prabhu, we take the vows, give the beads. So, the three candidates only, they can go outside for the Jagya, and the rest, we can all hear the wonderful presentation from Radha Jivan Prabhu.
We have the beads in the back.
Would anyone like to speak on Veda?
Will anyone like to speak something about Veda?
So Veda is the younger daughter of two wonderful devotees in Bangalore. They're both disciples of His Divine Grace, Jayapataka Maharaj. And she actually has an elder sister. She actually went to Mayapur and studied the Gurukul in Mayapur, and has always associated with Guru Maharaj, played on the lap of Guru Maharaj when she was a baby. So Guru Maharaj brought her up right from the point of being a baby to now. She's a mature wife of my son, Chetan, the eldest son. Got married at the Juhu temple in front of Shri Radharas Bihari. And with the blessings of her parents, joined our family here in Dallas. She's a very sincere devotee. Those of us who know her, she's a little fiery as well, although she's quite... doesn't look very... she's demure, let's put it this way. She's demure and fiery. And also very intelligent girl, very intelligent. I was reading her. I said to her, look, you know, people will complain that I'm giving you a recommendation for first initiation without the questionnaire being answered, because the requirement that a questionnaire be answered. She said, no, I'll answer the questionnaire. I said, that's very good. So I gave a very short amount of time to do that. And then when I saw the answers that she gave, the 16 questionnaire that Maharaj has on his website, I was amazed. I'd never seen someone answer the questions that well. Her understanding of philosophy is impeccable, I can say. Very, very good. I don't think I had such good understanding of philosophy when I took my first initiation. So that is to her credit. Jai Veda ki! Jai!
Anyone else?
Since Veda has come, many of the younger generation have become very inspired in their Krishna consciousness. In their Krishna consciousness, and I just wanted to say that this is a wonderful day that we are all able to participate in her spiritual birth, though many of us were not able to participate in their wedding. And thank you for your association.
So, in behalf of Guru Maharaj, what are the four regulative principles that you are willing to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. No onion and no garlic.
That's okay. No onion, no garlic, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication.
Fish eggs?
No, fish or eggs.
And
what are the minimum of rounds that you will chant for the rest of your life daily?
16. Minimum.
Are you willing to assist Guru Maharaj in fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's mission?
Definitely.
Your initiated name is Veda Priya Radha Devidasi.
Veda Priya Radha Devidasi ki. You can give pranam to Prabhupada, the deities. Next, we have Isha. Aswan? Dilip?
Dinesh.
Dinesh.
And I like to steal.
Someone will let you, Dinesh, you want to say a few words about?
Hare Krishna. Short and sweet. Isha Mataji and Dinesh Prabhu both have been very, very wonderful devotees. They've been coming to Bhakti Riksha regularly. We know they had Vrinda delivered recently, last year. And in spite of that, she'd been chanting and serving, and they were hosting, ready to host Bhakti Riksha at their house also. So we really thank Isha Mataji for, inspiring so many other Matajis by her determination to chant. I just heard that some of the days now she's chanting even 40 rounds. So, Hare Krishna.
I am Isha's husband, and one thing I want to say is she's very sincere, and she's very dedicated towards her spiritual life. On the contrary, I'm just doing 6 rounds and she is able to do 40 rounds. And as Prabhuji said, last September we had a baby, but still she's able to maintain her 16 rounds and she's doing that. So she's very sincere.
Mataji, on behalf of Guru Maharaj, what are the four regulative principles that you are willing to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
No onion?
No onion, no garlic, no fish, no eggs.
What is the minimum of rounds?
16 minimum rounds.
Daily basis?
for the rest of your life?
What is every day? Every day. For the rest of my life.
Are you willing to assist in fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission, helping Guru Maharaj in fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission?
Yes.
Your initiated name is Isha Prema Devi Dasi.
Isha Prema Devi Dasi ki. So the last, but not the least, Abash Khan from Iran. Let's make a big Hari Bol to him. He's a very sincere devotee. Since I know him, he was trying really hard to always elevate himself. He's very smart. He's an engineer, robotic engineer. We have even his teacher is here. He came also to see him this auspicious day. And he's doing a lot of preaching in Tesla in university. He has a yoga program and preaching programs, prasad distribution, etc. He's very sweet, and we're really glad to have an Iranian devotee, Iranian, coming here and taking initiation in Krishna consciousness. This shows that God is one, different names, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah, and Krishna. So he's now becoming more devotee. So what are the... So what are the four regulative principles that you are promised to follow for the rest of your life?
No meat eating, no egg, no onion, no garlic, no fish, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, and...
What is the minimum of rounds that you are willing to chant for the rest of your life daily?
16 minimum.
Are you willing to help Guru Maharaj in fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission?
I'm willing to help for sure.
Personally, with great honor, I pronounce this name on behalf of Jayapitaka Maharaj, Ashoka Gaur Hari. May you one day become like King Ashoka and take Ashesha Gaur Hari. Anyway, may you one day become like King Ashoka and take Krishna consciousness to all over Iran. King Ashoka took Buddhism all over the eastern side.
Ashesha Gaur Hari Ki. So we do two things more, then we please bear with us for the TOBP presentation. We have one aspirant or two aspirants. How many aspirants? So please, the aspirants come here. A flower. So please repeat with me. Mataji, repeat with me. Om. Om. Repeat. Om. Agyana. Timirandasya. Gyananjana, Salakaya, Chaksur, Ummilitam, Jena, Tasmai, Sri Gurave, Namaha. Namaom Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swaminiti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Paschatyadi Shatarine, Esha, Puspanjali, Om Sri Jaya Pataka Swami, Guruve Namaha. Spanjali. Let's everyone give a three Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
So let's give her blessings for her further advancement in Krishna consciousness. And we have a shelter. What's her name again? Ritu Mataji. Also from Bhaktivriksha. So please repeat with me. Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shemate Bhakti Vedanta, Swamini Itinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Vasyatyade Shatarine. Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shemate Jayapataka, Swamini Tinamine, Nama Acharya Padaya, Nitai Kripa, Pradaine, Gaurakata Damodaya, Nagara Grama Tarine, Esha Puspanjali, Om Sijaya Pataka Swami, Guruvaya Namaha, Puspanjali. Three times high ball, blessings. We're always very happy to see new devotees advancing in Krishna consciousness.
So, personally laid the foundation stone for the Mayapur project.
So Srila Prabhupada personally, he laid the foundation stone for the Mayapur project.
And then that was in 1971.
That was like in 1971.
And then he laid the foundation stone for the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
And there he laid the foundation stone for the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
In 1977. So, it's taken us a long time.
So it took us a long time
to start the work, to actually start the instruction.
To start the instruction the Prabhupada gave us.
His Grace Ambarish Das.
His Grace Ambarish Das.
Has given a major commitment.
Have given a major commitment.
And already the structure of the building is completed.
And he completed the structure of the whole temple building.
All left now is basically the domes.
Only the leftover is basically the domes.
Which domes are partially they're being erected now.
Like the domes have been like partially built now.
But the as you know that rather than structure, the cladding, the finishing work, it takes a lot of investment.
As you know, in construction, then the final work, the final details takes a lot of energy and money.
So, he wanted to give a chance to everybody, big and small, to participate in some way.
So Ambarish Prabhu, he wanted to give that chance to everybody, in either way, big or small, to participate in some way.
So please give your attention to Arjuna Prabhu.
So please kindly give your attention to Radha Jivan Prabhu.
He'll give us an idea how everybody can very simply participate in this great project.
So he will give us an idea how everybody in a very simple way can participate in this very great project. Let's give a big Haribol to Radha Jivan Prabhu. Haribol.